Digital Narcotics. Hello and welcome to Digital Narcotics, bringing you audible opiates downloadable straight to your computer. I'm Benjamin James Collingwood and this is Daniel Dando Howarth.
I'm pretty well, thanks for asking, Beach.
I didn't ask.
Oh, okay. For good reason, yeah.
I did not want to know how you were. I just said, this is you.
Oh, alright, fine. Well, I don't give a shit how you are. I hope you've got like some kind of weird gonorrhea or some shit.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
On the table. Yeah, I don't want you to borrow my pants for a night. Just like,
why would I borrow your pants? That's a really weird suggestion.
I don't know, it's like, I want people to like just pretend like, oh, Beach doesn't have pants.
that's an affectation that I have.
You've never got pants.
I've never like, owned pants.
Beach might come out, but he might ask for my pants again, like to borrow them.
He always turns up in his boxes and going, "Hey guys,
can I borrow some pants, guys?" Just like, because I'll come out anyway without them. But you know,
I mean, no, please put some pants on. Is that what you're thinking now?
Because your freakishly muscly legs, they're like fucking like drumsticks. I mean, because drumsticks are like small, but like, well, they're like a whale's face. Like, not a whale's face. Do they have faces? Do they have a nose and, like, eyes? Because obviously they've got a mouth.
This has become unbelievably abstract already.
This is from you introducing me to me talking about whale's face.
I do struggle with my legs, to be honest. I won't remember.
You can fucking push a car with them.
No, I mean with buying pants.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. I'm too muscly. Oh, God.
No, what? I know. It sounds like a humble brag, doesn't it?
Third world problem. Oh, God.
Like a humble brag.
I'm so good looking that I keep catching chlamydia.
No, because my legs don't look nice. They look like someone has stuffed, like, various meat products into my thighs and into my calf.
You could kick a man to death. That's why we're best friends.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the body shape that's like, the aspirable.
I'd be showing those bad boys off. I'd be like, shorts every day. It's snowing. Fuck that snow. Look at these.
look at this. But the thing is, I quite like that slim, you know, like, oh yeah, I can wear skinny jeans and stuff like that. If anything's got any product in the world that's got the word skinny in it, even skinny milk, I cannot have it. Like, skinny milk, no, sorry, calf. I went to the doctor and said, I can't have skinny lattes. And they were like, your calves are far too big.
Your metabolic rate is far too high for you to be drinking skinny milk. You need to eat a stick of butter every day just to maintain those bad boys. You need a license for those guns.
Right, speaking of nothing that's relative to that conversation. Segue away.
Worst segue ever. Digital
narcotics. All right. I'm gonna bring this mic a little bit closer to us. Cause
I know. I feel like I'm talking to a distant friend that doesn't really want to be here, but he's kind of got to.
Yeah, me.
Break.
Distant friend. What does that phrase even mean?
Just keep drinking my wine.
I brought some wine, right? I have brought some wine.
Is that your wine downstairs?
Yeah, I brought some wine.
I wondered why my dad was like, this Beach wants to drink his wine.
Yeah, I brought some wine.
You want some wine?
You know why even my dad are really funny about like me drinking my wine?
Why?
It's made by my granddad.
It's made by your granddad?
Yeah, my granddad.
I'm sure they'd be right. Wait, where's your granddad live? Wait, is he in the UK?
Yeah.
That's probably why.
He's Italian, though.
Yeah. His vineyards are in Italy. That's the fucking problem. If my granddad from Italy's, like, give me his wine, they'd be like, oh, can I have some? Can I have a crate? They get crates of wine. Sorry, we'll forget about my parents being alcoholics and talk about something interesting.
All right, as long as they don't hit you, that's fine.
I can beat my dad up.
Narcotics. Right, anyway, so I wanted to talk to you about this interaction that I had within the library. In fact, I'm going to talk to you about two interactions. But
I've not heard these, go on. This is a completely new story. No, it genuinely is, actually. No,
no, the second one you've heard about, but this one's new. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, what is it? I was in the library, right? And it were a couple of days ago, and I'm doing my dissertation and stuff like that. I'm well into that. Well, I'm not. I haven't even started it, but I've been doing a few essays and stuff. Very much into work and stuff. I haven't been going out. I haven't had any interaction with the fairer sex. I just mean fannies, really.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, is that a posh word for gash?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just. Really? That's a ding ding.
Yeah, I'd forgotten we were playing that game, so I'm sure you're winning already.
Just no, I'm losing. Like, yeah,
are
yeah.
you losing?
Yeah, I don't remember. Listen back.
If you listen back, it'll be
The thing is, I've got a load of 30 second clips of you swearing from the previous one.
So you can edit them in.
Edit them in.
So I was on the bus the other day.
That's one. So I don't need to do it anymore. No. Saving me editing time.
Just remind me of it and I'll just curse aggressively.
Yeah.
Sweet. High five.
No, I'm never going to do that. In fact, another tangent. I have nightmares about a time that we once played a game in class where you... There was a physics teacher.
I'm always in your nightmares.
No, you are. You're always in my good dreams and my nightmares.
I'm
like
Freddy
my...
Krueger, bitch.
Yeah. No, but there was once in we were once in a physics class.
Fucking watch glass.
No, I'm loving it.
Carry on.
Physics. We were once in a physics class, right? We were in this physics class, and we went. How funny! I can't remember his name. What that physics teacher that was
Mr. Fan
massive.
M. Oh no!
What were he called?
I always took the mick out of him and went, say, like a baby on steroids.
Yeah, you look like a walking bicep.
I'll find out. Carry on, sorry.
Anyway, this teacher, and we were, like, we thought, wouldn't it be funny if he high-fived one of us, and you got an answer right, and you put your hand up to high-five him, and he went, yeah, actually, Dando, I will give you a high-five. High-fived you. The entire class went silent. It was the most awkward moment I have ever witnessed in human history, right? And I have actually, like, I've actually gone,
Yeah, but you know that I love awkward situations.
It's fine for you. Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad on you.
I love that. I'm just like, yes. I had one today at the new shopping centre in Leeds, the Trinity Centre. You can spill wine on there. I do not care. That is my carpet.
I haven't spilled anything.
No, you haven't, but you were so precautious about like putting it down. Not precautious, cautious.
you're precautious.
You're a precautious. Sorry, I'm... just quite excited that you haven't seen me so long.
I know, well, let's not get teary-eyed now.
Anyway.
Gay.
Yeah, was at the, you know, Nando's in the new Trinity Centre. Because obviously we wanted to try something new because every Nando's is different. They have different chicken. It's like...
This unique and, you know, variant. So much variation.
Amazing. Right. Anyway, walked in and it's like a 20-minute wait. It's only been open 2 days. So they had to take my name. So, can I take your name? Oh, it's Daniel Howarth. She went, I only need the first name. Went, do you want my address as well? And she was like, no, I don't need your address. I've got a boyfriend. And I was like, it was a joke. I was just saying, like, I've given you too much information, so I'm giving you more information. She was like, yeah. But I didn't say that. She was like, I'll call you in 20 minutes. I was like, and Luke and Stupor were just like, you got rejected. And I went, I wasn't trying. And they're like, yeah, but if you were, she would have rejected you anyway. I was like, you two are arseholes.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you about. It's a similar situation. So I was in the library, and this girl, and I was playing. I was doing my game. I was saying the only opportunity that I do have, and I'd actually kissed her on a night out before, but then we'd never hooked up. We never went. I met her with my mates. We went out and stuff instead. And I saw her. I was like, good to see you. And I couldn't remember her name. So all I was doing was taking the piss out of a top. I was going, neg, you know, the usual games. Oh, fuck. Ben Dawes just swooped his hair back, because I'll tell you about that later anyway. But yeah, so I'm doing neg, and I'm going, all right. And she goes, oh, don't you think my top's attractive? And I was, does it make you not unattracted in me? And I was like, no, I'm, and I started laughing. I was like, and she was like, oh, you're laughing because it's true. I was like, no, I'm just laughing because how fickle what I find attractive is.
Who actually, yeah, go on.
You know what I mean? I was like, just laughing, like, oh, yeah. Because I actually, in my head, I was thinking, I'm really into you at the moment. And you know what I mean? You're not usually my type.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing about that. And I said, so I'm just laughing about how fickle, you know what I mean, what I find attractive is. And honestly, Dando, you know, if I'm like high school, like American high school, like things where it's like, or gangster movies, where there's some like guy telling a joke, the main leader telling a joke, the alpha telling a joke, and then some new member or some outsider like tries to join in, and they all go, you what, son? You said what?
Yeah, do you find me funny?
It was like that, and I started laughing, thinking, I'm going to try and defuse the situation. What was going on? I don't understand what's going on. Like, it was like she just, her face just dropped.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? I was like, I don't know, what have I said? I was trying to what have I said, something offensive? Not to be honest, I wasn't particularly bothered about it, but I'd really this girl, so yeah. I was like, trying, you know what I mean? I was trying to get it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Diffuse the situation.
Yeah, but whatever she found offensive, I could tell her she found offenses. Anyway, what she said was, you said I'm thick.
Wait, what?
I had to
Did you actually say that she was thick?
No, but I was trying to like take it back in my mind, trying to see what I said and stuff like that. And I was like, what did I actually say? I was like, oh, I don't know, what did I say? And I realised what she thought when I said the word fickle.
No! So, you're not thick, you just illiterate, so actually, no, you are thick.
But the thing is, she stormed off to prove a point that I hadn't made. But the thing is, I'm such an arsehole that I was thinking at the time, this is going to be a great story on the podcast.
How can I exploit this to my benefit? Oh, podcast.
Yeah. It's so fair. I was like I have no interest in having sex with you anymore. The fact that I haven't had sex with you is more funny than more enjoyable to me. She did the look back like three steps in, just to the point of for me to apologize over like for her false like. Whatever it was, yeah, false accusations. When she expected me to go, sorry, she looked back to find me bent over in hysterics,
keeled over, laughing. Ah! You're a fucking idiot.
I actually, I went to some guy afterwards. I was like, did you witness that? Did you witness that? This guy didn't speak English, unfortunately, but
it doesn't matter.
I grabbed him in jubilation. We were like, way, and he was like, way, I don't really understand what's happening. Way. But yeah, that was my
story. But he wasn't saying, I don't understand what was happening. It was Kuliakba, bro!
Yeah.
So that's terrorism.
So I have a jihad on my head.
You thought you were friends?
We thought we were friends.
You summoned a death. Yeah. That'd be a cool... No, it wouldn't. It'd be a shit movie. What does it say? How are people, like... How are they, like...
Use your words, Dando.
I'm trying, but it's just like... I'm trying to comprehend. Comprehend without an R. Comprehend. Just like... The stupidity of people, like, how can someone that thick still be alive? Like,
and how can I find them attractive?
No, because you find like aesthetics pleasing, so it's like
aesthetics by definition are pleasing.
Well, obviously, okay, they don't have to shine any light on their personality for you to find someone attractive. It's like
you're more attractive. If you're unintelligent because you're not a challenge.
It's like, I already know I'm probably going to fuck you tonight. So it's like, I don't have that problem. I like the challenge.
Because you never have sex, that's why.
Yeah, it's like,
I never have a problem with finding girls attractive, because all the girls I find attractive just reject me utterly. So
yeah, I only go out when it's a blue moon, because it's like, oh, this the fuck, I forgot what it's called, and it's like really pissed me off. What's it called? Like
a challenge?
No, not a challenge. Yeah. No, like a blue moon. It's like a.
It's a rarity.
No, because it happens like once every 3 months, and that is sooner than the last time I had sex.
It's okay, I don't know.
It's not okay.
It's like, okay. I can't believe I'm actually touching you. Yeah, I'm this.
Like, you
this
know, is you, weird. You know, I hate people touching me. It's like, you fucking touching me. And it's like, it's been a year and a half since someone last touched me.
My family. Oh.
No, family counts.
Yeah, it does count. When you kiss
Wincest!
That is awesome.
So you've got some more stories?
No? I thought we could do a new story.
I'm just gonna grab this.
You have it.
Oh, have you heard that?
First one.
Two, 3 points.
That has just spilled wine all over his room.
I'm not gonna live here in 10 years. As soon as my friends get some money together,
I'll be friends. Up. Well, you heard about friend?
I'll call them friends.
I'll live with you.
Business associates. Oh yeah. I vaguely remember talking to you about like a mortgage.
Yeah, we'll talk about. We can't talk about this on the podcast. This is the most boring conversation ever. Just well, we were thinking about.
No, we're going to talk about interest. Spot these jeans. I bought these today.
Yeah, but you can't really tell. It's quite good for.
Oh, it's on the inside of my leg. No one ever looks at the inside of my leg stuff. No one
looks at you ever.
Apart from, a lot of people genuinely look at me, but it's like in disgust. It's like, I catch people and I'm walking past them, and I always avoid eye contact right until the last second when they're walking past me. I look them in the eye and they're always like, that is not even bullshit. It's like.
Right. Go right, on. Iron.
Sorry, iron. So you were telling me a story about.
No. This needs to be heard. In fact, I might even pause the recording because from that face was amazing. All right, so what we're gonna do is I'm gonna take a picture of the face that it just did. We'll put it on our new blog post, which is on the.
That is fine by me.
Yeah, we'll put it on the new blog. I'll tell you the name of the blog, 'cause I've completely forgotten what it is. Oh, no, it's digitalnarcotics.wordpress.com.
Yes. Well done. High five! You said you would never high five me! Oh, yeah!
Putting that out.
No, the high five.
This is going to be edited. In fact, just show up a minute.
Okay.
Clean edit point. Thanks for that.
Oh, you fucking
carried on. The story is, if you honestly, like, first-time listeners to this, they're going to be like, what are they talking about? Right, so last week, like, we were meant to record. We usually record on Fridays afternoons after I finished lectures. And, so we were usually recording over Skype, and we did as usual recording, and it started off fine. And then...
You said, I'm going to get a beer, and I was like, oh, cool, I'll get this bottle of wine.
Yeah, well, I bought beers because I thought I was going out. So I bought these beers, and I only bought 4 cans because I thought I was going out to meet my mate Nick, and then we were going to go out for a drink and stuff like that. And then... What is it? We started drinking, and me and you was over Skype going, hey, we're drinking together, hey, like, oh, in technology, brilliant, oh, what a cliche, blah, blah, blah.
That's good to say.
So we started, like, drinking together, and then Dando took it a little bit too far.
As I always do with every aspect of my life.
Yeah, it's like, does this thing go up to 11? Yes. And it only goes up to 10, I'm going to take it to 11, or the knob's broke. That's...
That's what she said.
Yeah, give me knobs. Right, but yeah, so that's what happened. So anyway, we got he got really drunk, and then everything was in defiance of libel law, not suitable for broadcast.
Started talking about Catholics on an island. Yeah. Who needs Catholics?
it was like a reality TV version of Lost,
except with an arsehole. Who is the best arsehole in the world?
Yeah, infallible arseholes.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
that is the Catholic version of Lost. Welcome back to infallible arseholes.
We can't show this on TV, so... Catholics are pricks. The Pope's a child molester. Is there a new Pope?
Yes.
What happened to the Nazi that they had before? Have they found a new, like, more offensive Nazi?
It does seem that what they're trying to do is... it's like, what's more
offensive? Child molesters and Nazis. What?
We cannot confirm that the Pope or the previous Pope are child molesters, but we can definitely say that they're covered up for child molesters.
There is a lot of speculation around them to suggest they are child molesters.
No, not them specifically, because they might not have done it, but we definitely know that they covered up for child molesters.
Nazi. He has tucked some kids.
New story now, and I just want to ask your opinion on this, Dando.
Cool.
The RAF sent €1 million to Cyprus.
What, via, like, payment? That's no, I do that. I've done that before.
No, like, via jet.
What do you mean?
Cash.
What do you mean by a jet? Cash?
Yeah, like cash.
Why didn't they just fucking send an electronic payment? It's like, boom, straight in your account. Yeah, it's like, it's there.
The problem was in Cyprus was like all the banks had failed.
Oh, because all the psychopaths walking around and cutting old women's head off.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason.
Do you know that happened?
When? What?
No, genuinely.
When? What?
There was a woman. She was
in Cyprus.
Yeah, a British resident who lived in Cyprus. She moved to Cyprus. She was walking around in the supermarket. She went to a police station because she was scared because a man was following her. And they told her to go away because there was not enough evidence for them to do anything about it. Went into a supermarket, man just cut her head off. Just like, boom, cut your head off. And he walked down the street naked, saying he was Jesus. Obviously, he's mental. Walking down the street, I'm naked, carrying a head, I'm Jesus. And then, boom, they arrested him. I'll send that in the link.
Yeah, yeah, we'll pop it on the website. Yeah. As I mentioned before, it's digitalnarcotics@wordpress.com. But yeah, no, the RAF, because there's a massive UK army base within Cyprus, and because all the banks failed, I was asking your mum downstairs what was going on, in Cyprus. But basically, what's happened is that the banks have all failed and stuff like that, and they've been bailed out by Germany, and Germany's saying, like, listen, you're gonna have to tax them. All you people, loads, because we want this money back, because we're going to fail if you don't. So give us all this money, blah, blah, blah. So, like, basically, Cypriot residents were like, well, fuck, I'm going to have to go and drop all my money out of an ATM. So the residents on the base have their money. Like, the UK people, like the UK citizens, have all the money tied up in these Cypriot banks. So they were like, well, we can't get any of this money out. The government. So the government said, right, listen, we'll send this money out to you. So they sent €1 million
in a jet.
Imagine that though.
How awesome is that job? It's like I'm flying a fighter jet, like a Typhoon or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's €1 million in the back of the seat.
Not even in the back, it'll be on the front of your lap. Like, I am taking this somewhere.
I've got the best job in the world. Like, I'm getting laid tonight, wherever I go, it doesn't matter. I'm flying a fighter jet, and it's like, no matter where I go, I've got a fighter jet, €1 million, and, like, I'm just sorted.
But I've done that phone call to my parents going, I've got no money. Imagine this. Right, let's tax it out. It's
a completely different scenario. Yeah. Like, I needed a bit of cash, fucking fighter jet and €1 million. Like, I could do with, like, some food.
Yeah, but some soup. Let's just act it out. Right. You be David Cameron. All right.
I don't nearly have enough makeup on.
All right.
Carry on.
You have enough hair makeup on.
Thanks, Dad. Receive an airline, you prick.
Right. So, you be David Cameron. I'll be the guy calling up. So it's...
All right. Gotta let it ring a few times, a few more birds.
It's actually that song, it only rings a few times.
Okay. Hello, this is David Cameron.
Hi, Dave.
No, it's David.
Oh, alright, David. The thing is, run out of money.
Who's this?
It's Cypriot. It's the Cypriot arms base that you're responsible for.
All right.
Well. What basically the story is we had a few sangrias. We went out a few nights out. You know, army base stuff. And we were running a few drills. And we've got no money left. I just wondering if you could. What are you going to do about it?
Don't know. What? What do you want me to do about it?
Well, wondering. Wondering if you could send €1 million in an RAF jet.
What are you going to do for me?
Blowjob?
Go on then.
Alright.
Diplomatic resolution. Came right there. She's like, blowjob? David Cameron's obviously bent. So it's like, yep. There we go.
Well, I can just imagine on the Cypriots, they've got no money. No, they've got no money. They are Greek, so yeah.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, Cyprus, like, €1 million, what is that going to do? Like, oh, like, Britain's in trouble. Let's send £1 million to Britain. That is nothing. That is just like, so we get like a penny each. It's not even a penny each. It's like a percentage of a penny everyone will get. It's like, wow, I'm fucking going to go buy a loaf of bread. Arseholes. What did that even do? What did that even resolve?
What are you on about? No, you did loads of good.
The €1 million that they sent.
No, they didn't send it to Cyprus. They sent it just to the British residents of Cyprus.
Oh, that's all right.
You get what I mean?
There's like five people. So it's like...
No, there's a massive UK army.
There's a massive, like, tourist UK people.
He didn't go to the tourists. He didn't go to the tourists at all.
That's what I mean. He goes to the residents, because obviously...
No, he went to the UK residents that are there on diplomatic missions.
Oh, it's the soldiers.
Soldiers.
Yeah.
Only soldiers and soldiers' families.
Oh, there's probably a lot of soldiers there. So
yeah, there's loads.
What's €1 million gonna do? So if you
you're gonna live on this. It was like, here's a stopgap gap until the banks come back. So they've probably got £1,000 each. Or €1,000, no, even more than that, because there's less than 1,000 people there. So, yeah, so it's probably they've probably got about £2,000 each. You know what I mean? Just put them on until like all the banks come back online. All I imagine is like when I get money from my parents, or like I'm just borrowing because they give me things. I'm like, yeah, I've got the money. I've got the money. Imagine an RAF jet landing to a fence, like a perimeter fence with people pointing guns at the Cypriots going, oh, man, they've got all the money. And then all that happens is like, this guy takes reception of the €1 million. The jet guy gets, who's got the coolest job in the world, gets back in his jet. And the guy who receives the money just f***ing gives all the Cypriots all the finger. And he's like, yes, because we've got the money.
I genuinely don't know if it's because I work in a bank and I see £1 million like from time to time. And it's like, £1 million to me is like nothing. It's like, if I had £1 million, don't get me wrong, I'd be like, boom, favourite porn star.
I'm going on a big night out tonight.
Well, I mean, I've got work tomorrow looking at my fucking massive watch. This watch is far too big for my arm. It's like...
It's like you actually took a wall watch off the wall.
I walked in, I was talking to a stupor. And I said,
right, let me explain. Dando's just bought a watch.
Yeah, and it was in the new Trinity Centre. I said, oh, I'm gonna buy some shit. I need a lot of shit. I've just got my bonus, so I'm gonna splash out a little bit. Went in there, just I said, oh, I need a watch because every celebration I have in my name, there's a few of them, obviously, because I have so many accomplishments in life.
Not at all.
There you go. Everyone buys me a watch, and it's always a shit watch that I don't like. So I was like, right, I'm gonna buy a watch that I want. I could probably cash in all the watches. You see that drawer? You see those two drawers over there? Filled with shit watches. They're like Slazenger watches that will work like 500 metres underwater. When am I underwater? I get a bath. I fucking hate swimming. I don't want to swim in piss.
To take your watch off.
Why do you, no, it's not that. It's like, oh, well, this swimming experience is better. I'm swimming in piss, but I'd have my watch on. So it's all right. I forgot, what was I on about? Oh, yeah. I get...
I wonder that a lot.
Always, yeah, me too. In life, it's like, what am I doing in life? I always get shit watches. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to buy a massive watch with a cool wristband. So I went into this shop, this watch shop in the new Trinity Centre in Leeds. I was like, oh, that watch looks okay. Look how big my watch is.
It's ridiculous.
That is the only time I can say
compensation.
That. Mine's bigger than yours.
Only you watch, pal.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the size of my calves.
My calves are in direct relativity to penis size. Everyone knows that. That is common. Size. That is common knowledge. What were I about? Yeah,
I don't know.
I have loads of shit watches, and I was like, I'm going to buy this watch. Went into the watch shop in Leeds, and
that's what
like,
it's called.
Yeah, it's called the watch shop. Yeah, probably for like libel reasons. We're gonna name it. Someone call this guy.
All right, well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so I went in there. I was like, wow, that watch looks pretty cool. And there's like one person stood to every like watch like cupboard. I'm gonna say cupboard is like four.
Point of sale display.
There's like four watches in each cupboard. So yeah. Point of sale cupboard. And he was, there was this guy, and he was like, oh, so you like that watch? I'm like, yeah, it looks all right. So I tried it on, and I was like, spontaneous buy. Do you like this watch? I'm like, yeah, just give me it right now. So I bought it, and that was like half of my bonus. It wasn't it. There was like a tenth of my bonus to deal on my bank. So it was like, money! So yeah, but I still feel like for doing it and not buying a house instead. But you know, what are you going to do,
yeah?
Yeah, I think if I had more time in that shop, I would have bought a better watch. This watch is like pretty shit. It's like, it looks like a weird table with like some metal shit on it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna.
I wanted people to look at my arm and think, wow, this guy's got a bit of cash. But instead, they think, this is a skinny prick who's bought a watch just like out of spontaneity. So,
you could imagine got a watch brand that people recognise.
Diesel.
People don't recognise that as a watch brand.
Diesel's like, yeah.
No, yeah, so it's a good jeans brand.
Jeans? I don't have any Diesel. Yeah. Maybe I should have bought jeans instead. That would have been a good idea. Instead of like Schwartz. There was some Schwartz watches there.
Tag.
Like,
Tag's a good watch make. Omega.
Never. What shirt are you wearing? That, like,
Elvis Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they're a good make.
Yeah, they are. Designer, motherfucker.
People can't hear me roll my eyes. It's like, oh, yeah.
Sarcasm.
I feel like we should talk about something different. Next story.
Oh, right. Well, what's the next story? What's the next story? We have a script. Very loose script.
We just spiff off. Have you started using, like, non-offensive words in your general language? I've started using you daft little spoff and you stupid little rinse pot.
Yeah, it does. Instead of swearing.
Yeah. I'm trying.
I have really brought back to Preston Div.
Div. I said bender the other day and people were like, I've not had that word in like 12 years.
Yeah. I brought back Div in a big way. I love that.
It's a Div. Wave. The Div way.
Div wave. So all right.
Story time.
No, wait. Let's get a clean edit point.
Can I get a drink in this edit point? Because I've not had a drink in like two minutes.
Right, guys, a few of you might have noticed that only a certain amount of people are getting the updates of the new podcast. Every time a new podcast comes out, it's like a lottery, because what happens is the current server provider that we have for the podcast only has a limited amount of bandwidth available. So what happens is that it's like a lottery. So say if you're the first come, first serve, you get whatever episode it is, you download it, and then when a new month comes through, you allow you to download that, but then it will allow you to download the next month because that's exceeded your monthly allowance. So basically what I'm trying to say is the current podcast provider that we have, the server provider that we have, is absolutely bullshit. So what we're looking for is we're looking for some money to make a paid provider. So we're looking for a sponsor. So if you want a company promoted, you want just your name said on a podcast, gets quite a lot of listeners. If you want something from us, we will put it on all the forms of media that we have, and we will put it on here, we'll put it on everywhere. So if you have anything like that, just get in touch via the Twitter or via email. The best place to go now is probably to the Digital Narcotics WordPress, which is digitalnarcotics.wordpress.com. And we'll have information about sponsoring us on there or at Twitter. I've added quite a lot of people today for the Twitter. That's DMPcast. That's at DMPcast. So please get involved. What do you want to say, Dan?
If you like what you're listening to, you really agree with what we're saying, we'll meet you for a drink. We're both pretty guys, and we're both easygoing guys. So we're pretty easygoing guys. Hey, that's not even a pun. That is word association. I can spell. Seriously, if you're interested in investing in us, sponsoring us, we'd love to meet you for a drink. We'd love to take you out. I'll pay a few drinks personally, and we'll have a good night out and see where things go. So, give us a message on the providers that Beach talked about. Providers? Oh, I love alcohol. And let us know. So, yeah, there you go.
Dando is practically just promoting prostitution in that.
Is that prostitution?
You just practically said I'll have sex with you if you...
Well, I won't suck a dick, but I mean, if there's a gash in my face, I'm like, I'm going to leave that shit. I can remember when it... Oh, you can pause it, but I'll talk about strippers afterwards.
All right, cool. Right, last story, and then we're going to go out.
Fucking sweet! It's like 9:30, and I'm already ready for bed. So we'll top and tail in a bit.
Yes, this is going to happen.
After our beers.
Right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to do the story, and I want to tell the story to you, and I've already told too many stories, so I might not even put this in the edit.
Are you joking? You've got to put this in
there. All right,
right. Tell me a story.
All right. So, basically what happened was, is in my university, there is a student union shop, and it's just basically a co-op. That's all it is.
Oh, in the student union.
Yeah, building, yeah. You're making hand movements.
Yeah, people. Yeah, podcast listeners can't see my hand movements.
And I was playing charades.
Apart from Cal, because he's Jewish and he's got that sixth sense with his nose sensors.
Oh, yeah, he can smell that shit.
Fucking Jew. Have you gone to pause that? Have you paused that?
No.
Is it carrying on? Oh,
I want to do it on for dramatic effect.
Oh, all right. I was like, "Why are you doing?" Oh, all right. I've said something offensive. That's when I know I've said something bad. Is as soon as you go for the keypad, and it's like, "Oh."
No. So I was outside this certain student union shop, and I was just having a fag because I was going to walk through to the library, and you've got to walk through to the library. And I was having a fag. Anyway, around outside the student union shop, because we were all students, there is a certain amount of goodwill towards people who come up to you and go, can I borrow a quid? Can I borrow 10p? Can I borrow 5p? Can I borrow a couple of pennies?
There's a lot of beggars outside the students' union.
Yeah, but these aren't like beggars. These are students.
That beg for money.
No, these are the students that are like, oh, fuck, I need some eggs.
Yeah,
I've only got five. I need 5p to get these eggs. Can I borrow 5p to get these eggs?
Can I beg you for money?
Yeah.
You're a beggar.
Beggars, yeah. We're accommodating beggars.
The beggars, there are students, but the beggars.
Yeah. You've probably hit the nail on the head there. Right, so, anyway.
That's the first time you've agreed with me ever.
Yeah.
Carry on with your story.
Patronisingly agreed with
you. Yeah. I sense the tone. But carry on.
So, yeah, so we're going to talk about proper beggars in a minute. So, proper beggars.
Jeremy Carr.
proper homeless people have picked up on this. Jeremy. Well, I don't know if they've actually picked up on this.
Jeremy Carr.
Yeah. And so they've stood outside and they're like, so they've stood outside, they've all probably noticed that students are a little bit more, gracious, a little bit more, generous in the donations.
Gracious is a good word.
Yeah, because they're nice to them and they say, oh, well, every now and again you'll see a student and go, I'll buy you a beer, well, I'll buy you a, let's go get a sandwich, or we'll go get a Subway.
That's usually, I'm that guy, and no one's ever like, I'll buy you a sandwich. Everyone's like, yeah, buy me a sandwich, prick. And I'll tolerate your sense of humour.
Oh no, I've just spilled wine on my top. Oh, it'll be fine. Right, so, yeah, so.
You have a red top on. No one's gonna know. I'm wearing, like, beigey white chinos, and I spilled so much wine over these chinos.
Yeah, we can't tell.
That's what I mean. No one's gonna notice that.
Yeah, well, shut up. I value myself more than you. Anyway,
I value myself.
Let me finish this story.
I'm trying.
I just want to go out.
I'm trying, but you keep spilling.
So yeah, so there's this like, so basically there's a homeless guy that comes up and he's basically asking us all for change.
Yeah.
And it was on a Wednesday, and there's loads of sports teams sat outside the shop waiting to get picked up on the buses to go to various universities to go and play the sports they want to do.
Mm.
So, homeless guy comes up to me and he's like, have you got any change? And I'm like, yeah, no problem, pal. I'll give you change. And I only probably had about 20, 25p on me. Chucked him this 25p and said, right, you know what I mean? Have a good day, blah, blah, blah. So he stood outside asking various people that are walking in and out. What is it? Yeah, have you got any money? Anyway, some guy comes up to me and he's like, listen, pal, I need a loaf of bread for me and my housemates. I've got no cash on me until tomorrow. I only need 5p. Can you lend me 5p? I was like, listen, pal, I've got no money. I literally flat out myself. And he was like, no props, you know what I mean? No props. Anyway, so he turns to the next guy who's next to us. Right. Happens to be this homeless guy.
Oh, the homeless guy that you have money to.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah. He's asking, the student's asking the homeless guy for money.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. He goes to him, he says exactly the same thing to him. So this homeless guy is looking, like, he can see on his face how he's calculating this. He can't say, I have no change, because people around him have given him change. So, bullshit. So, and it can't be one of those knobheads who just goes, no, sorry, I've got no change. And just walks past. Because then he's the thing that he hates, because he's the homeless guy. But I'm like, this student is an asshole. He's asking a homeless guy for change. Just asking, what the fuck? So, anyway, the homeless guy gives him the 5p.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This whole, a homeless guy gave a student 5p?
Yeah. So I'm like, the student's fucking asshole, the student's fucking asshole. Anyway, student goes into the shop. So by this time, I get a phone call, I'm taking the phone call outside, and I have a really weird disposition to taking phone calls and walking. So I stand outside, I'm just on the phone, talking to this the person on the other end. Anyway, student comes out of the shop, I've just finished my phone call. I'm like looking at him like, you're a fucking asshole. You've taken.
Ding ding!
Yeah. You've taken money from a homeless guy and you knew it.
Did you think he knew it? Well, obviously, if homeless people have a certain, like.
Well, this guy, to be honest, he didn't. He didn't. And nothing can prove it more than the look on this guy's face when he came out. Because the homeless guy is still stood next to me. He's still asking for change from various people. And. The guy walks out the shop happily, goes off the bread or whatever it is. What he goes.
He's fucking interrupted him, asking for change. Sorry, can I just interrupt? Do you have any change? No. Carry on, sorry, I've interrupted you, sorry.
That's right. What happened was, is the homeless guy looks at him to go and ask for him for change and realises he was the guy that asked him for change. Then turns immediately to the next person who's coming and asks him for change. At this point, the student double takes. He goes, oh, what? Looks at the guy, looks him up and down and realises he's got a bit of a homeless vibe about him. And then goes, so I'm going, this guy's not an arsehole, he's just not very observant. Looks this guy up and down, looks at him, looks at the things that he's doing, asks him for change and stuff. Looks at his fucking hopeless dog. And then goes.
No.
Jaw drops. And then he's thinking, I'm an arsehole. I've just took money off the homeless guy. So what he does is he looks around for people that have noticed this interaction. I am there. haunting him. I am smiling like a Cheshire cat. Horrible man smiling at him like, yeah.
You should, at that point, if you had any type of, like, pen and paper, just pulled out a notepad, looked him dead in the eye, and just like, and walked away into the mist. Just like out of view, just like, this guy's gonna fucking die a horrible death.
Well, what I did do is I went, I got my phone, pretended to take a picture, and then walked off.
I felt bad. You asked me to take a picture of the Trinity Centre today, and it was it was rammed. There were tons of people everywhere. Usually, I don't give a fuck what I do. I will do whatever I want to do. But there were so many people looking at me while I was taking this picture, and I'm such a paranoid person. I was just like, these people wonder if I'm taking a picture of them. So I had to take a picture of Stupot and Luke before I took a picture of anything else. So I turned around to them, take a picture of them, and then take a picture of, like, next. So I sent you a picture of next.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what? I don't want a picture of next.
I know, it's like this shitty shop, like, just next to it is, like, The Alchemist, which we need to go to, because that seems pretty cool. It's, like, such an awesome bar. It's got, like, gold slabs, and you appreciate Minecraft, so it's, like, your sushi bar, we need to go there in the summer. When you back up from school, is there a holiday in summer that you come up from university?
Well, yeah, I'll finish very early. I'll finish May.
Yeah. You say that to me like you expect me to know that, but...
yeah. Is there a holiday in summer where you finish and graduate?
Do you ever finish
university? Is this a full-time job?
Is it a continual thing? It's like they just...
Is there a time in summer where you never go back?
Like... I expect that, but you say that as a joke, and I'm like, you're breaking my belief system right now. I have no idea what you do. As far as I know, you just, like, go to university and show people where people live, and then go.
Right, well, this is dragged out for far too long.
The thing is, we can make it better, but I really want to piss and drink some more and go out. So I'm like in a rush to. I'm pretending right now I don't have a shit ton of stuff to talk about.
Shut up! I'll finish.
I'm not shutting up! All right, finish and then we can go.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming to do.
Yeah, but before we do that, can we just like talk about something? Can we review places like bars and pubs?
Yeah.
And restaurants?
Yeah.
And we'll put that in the podcast?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we should do that.
Oh, sweet. Like, right, from now, we'll put that into future podcasts.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, I did one before, didn't I? I did that review, but I didn't mention the place.
But that was
because I was being horribly nasty about it.
It's a general opinion, so I feel like we should be able to name it and put our opinions.
You can do your own. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, but you had family tied.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it. I knew people owned it. Yeah. That's why I didn't.
Just don't tell them that you have a podcast. I'm sure they'll listen to it and be like, yeah, he's a prick.
Well, the thing is, I'm working on a project with a certain association, the British Humanist Association, that I work with. And I'm working with a Jewish guy on this project. And I cannot tell him about the podcast because...
You didn't wear those clothes while you were working with him, did you?
No, I didn't.
I'll be able to smell it.
No, you know what I mean? I changed the clothes before I see you.
We're good, because I'd forget.
Dando's fake anti-Semiticism could possibly ruin my future prospects of being a future partner in this. Fucking hell. Anyway, right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to please try and find us a sponsor to give us some money so we can future fund this podcast. I don't want to do a begging segment. I'm sick of fucking hearing them. Do them, ding ding. And number two, I want you to write us a review on iTunes because we don't get enough of them. I want you to comment on the post on Twitter, and I want you to comment on the post on the blog, and then that's it. That's all we need to do. If you really like this, please just get involved. Try and get as many people listening to it as possible. If the best thing for us is people that you go, I don't think you're going to be into this. I think you're going to hate this. Suggest it to them saying, aren't these guys absolute knobheads? Send it to them and then go...
And then your girlfriend's parents, because that is always a good idea. If you're uncertain about something, girlfriend's parents. It's like, wow, two girls, one cup, boom, instant blowjob. Regardless of what part of the country you're in.
In fact, we've got a story about that.
Have we?
Yeah, we've got a story.
Oh, shit! That next podcast.
Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go out, get really drunk, and then we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, we may add an addition to the end of this podcast. We might not remember. Also, again, what I said previously, if you guys like what we're doing, you're interested in talking to us about business opportunities in the future, you want to sponsor us, I'll take you out for drinks. Beach may tag along, but you just have, obviously, my good looks, my charm, my comedy value added to the situation, so you don't really need Beach there. He may be there in the future. Drop us a message on Facebook, Twitter, or the Digital Narcotics blog, and we'll respond, and we'll take you out. Okay? Beach, anything to add? Bye! Bye from me, Dando!
Alright, let's go out and get fucked.
Yeah, I really
need to play. Yeah, let's go get fucked. Yeah, no. I'm sick of them. I just can't stand these listeners. I have no.
Do you know they're listening? Not Turner. Like, you're at the end of this podcast, or is that? When he can break time off from fucking his own mind.
Winsus!
Then I don't mind him, but it's like, you're gonna have some fucked up kids. And that's where his sister comes from. His sister is actually his daughter. There we go. Alright, let's have a piss.
Go out.
That was a fucking brilliant podcast.